For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Democratic Montana Senator Bryce Bennett announced his campaign for Secretary of State in May. He spoke with me about advocating for voting access and how he'd work across the aisle if elected. Well, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today, Senator Bennett. So your past work experience outside the legislature is closely tied to politics and voter rights, first with Forward Montana and then Montpurg. Can you describe how your past experiences might influence you as Secretary of State?
Sure. You know, the work that I've done before has been about advocating for voting rights and making sure that more people are able to participate in the process. And, you know, I've done a lot of work out in knee-deep snow trying to make sure that people are registered to vote. And no matter whether people were Republicans or Democrats or independents or somewhere in between, I've tried to make sure that more people have access to their democracy.
So in a letter to the Richland County Clerk and Recorder on July 24th, the current Republican Secretary of State, Corey Stapleton, said he thinks it'll take longer than his original goal of 2020 to implement a new election system in Montana, changing the software used to count votes. Since the new goal for implementation is 2021 or beyond, when, if you win the election, you would be in office, how would you manage the transition to a new election system in Montana?
Sure. I'm very glad that the Secretary of State finally made the right decision about this, because I've been saying for a long time that we can either do this quick or we can do this right. And I think that we proved that this is just not something you want to mess around with to try to implement something very quickly that could really undermine people's right to vote or make our democracy less secure. So I'm excited that we'll be having a process that will ensure that we are methodical and detailed about implementing this new system, that will ensure that our democracy is stronger than ever, that we'll be able to work with a lot of cybersecurity experts to make sure that no one would dream about hacking into our systems, and making sure that it's a system that works for voters as well.
After foreign interference with the 2016 presidential election, election security is a concern for a lot of people. What would you do to make sure Montana's elections are secure?
You know, security is a priority for me. I want to make sure that everyone has absolute confidence that their vote will be counted and their voice will be heard on election day. You know, I want to work with everybody that will help make sure that our elections are more secure than ever before. I want to partner with the National Guard Cybersecurity Unit to make sure that our security, both at the county level as well as the state level, is more secure than we've seen in ages. I want to make sure that any foreign adversary or domestic adversary that's trying to hack into our system would be foolish to even try to come after us.
As Secretary of State, you would be a member of the Land Board. One of the pressing issues facing the board is how to support the people of Colstrip as Units 1 and 2 are closed down at the Colstrip Power Plant. What ideas do you have to support the Colstrip community during this transition?
Sure. You know, as a member of the legislature, we've been trying for a long time to make sure that there's a strong transition plan for both the community and the workers of Colstrip. I want to make sure that as this community is going through the changes that they're going to experience in their economy, that we're taking care of the workers, that we're making sure that the school districts are strong because they may be losing some of their tax base. We want to make sure that people still have access to clean water and clean, you know, air in that area. And we want to make sure that the pensions that those folks have been working hard for their whole life are preserved into the future. So I think that a lot of it is about planning early and making sure that the workers are foremost in our minds.
So mainly pension protection specifically for the workers at the power plant, or so that would be the main goal for helping them as individuals, I guess?
I think that we need to think about it as the full community. You know, obviously, you know, what's happening at the coal plant is very integral to what's happening for the whole community. So I want to make sure that those public projects that have relied on the tax base that Colstrip has provided for many years continue to be accessible, that, you know, the public works are not underfunded because we no longer have as big of a tax base coming from the Colstrip power plant. Want to make sure that our schools are stronger than ever before. So I think that those are the priorities, is making sure that the community remains strong.
If you're elected as Secretary of State, you would most likely be working with a majority Republican legislature and possibly a Republican governor. How do you work across the aisle without compromising on what you've promised your constituents?
you know, that's what I've been doing my whole career. You know, I've served in the minority for all five sessions that I've been involved with. And despite that, I've been able to pass a number of bills to make sure that our elections are accessible to the voters, to make sure that our democracy is secure so that no one's trying to hack into it, and making sure that our elections are accountable to the people of Montana so that it's not dark money or special interests that are trying to run our elections. And despite the fact that I've always been the minority, I've gotten a lot of important things done, and I could do it again.
Can you give me a couple of specific examples of times where you were in the minority fighting for something that maybe you got some pushback from on the other side and were able to accomplish what you set out to do?
Absolutely. I think one of the best examples is a bill called the Disclose Act that we passed in 2015. It was a bill that brought Republicans and Democrats together to make sure that dark money isn't running the day here in Montana, isn't deciding who's going to win in our elections. So we worked across the aisle. We found co-sponsors of both parties in both chambers and made sure that in our elections, every penny is accounted for and that our elections are transparent to the voters of Montana.
In your interview with Montana Free Press for their podcast, The Montana Lowdown, you talked about what you view as the voter suppression agenda in the Montana legislature. What policies do you see as voter suppression, and how do you propose to address them?
Sure. I think that every session we've seen efforts to try to make our elections a little bit harder to access by Montana voters. And that's certainly the opposite of what I want to bring to the Secretary of State's office. I want to make sure that our elections are open and accessible to all Montanans. So I'm going to push back on every effort that I see to try to take away opportunities to vote, trying to take away days that people can vote early, trying to take away the sort of IDs that people can use to identify themselves, or even taking away Election Day registration, which has been, you know, a safeguard for so many Montanans to ensure that they have access to their democracy. So I want to make sure that Montanans have more access, not less, so that every eligible Montanan has a chance to have their voice heard.
How do you plan on working with Montana's tribes to ensure that they have access to the polls?
You know, I think the voter suppression agenda that you just mentioned has been even more pervasive when it comes to tribes. I mean, we've seen efforts to send, you know, goons into some of these tribal voting locations to try to scare away tribal voters from being able to participate in their democracy. We've seen efforts to try to take away polling locations on tribal reservations. So I think that we have to be especially sensitive to making sure that the tribal members of Montana, those voters don't have additional barriers to be able to vote and have their voice heard in their democracy. That's a huge priority for me, which is why I'm traveling around Montana. I'm going to be in Crow Fair this weekend to talk with tribal leaders face to face about the issues they're facing.
Last election, Montana voters passed a law that limits the number of absentee ballots that can be dropped off by a single person. How do you see this impacting voter turnout in 2020?
Well, I voted against that bill when it waded its way through the legislature, and I continue to oppose it because I think that Montanans understand that they're never going to give their ballot to somebody they don't trust. But what this bill actually did was make it harder for Montanans to vote. I know there's many people out there who, you know, will hand a ballot to a loved one or to a family member or to their spouse or a coworker to make sure that their voice gets heard on election day. And unfortunately, I think that this bill is going to put up some of those artificial barriers. They're going to make it harder for people to vote. But, you know, despite the efforts that so many have put in to try to make it harder for Montanans to have a voice in their democracy, we're going to push through it and we're going to make sure that everybody gets a chance to have their voice heard.
Who do you think this new absentee ballot law is going to affect the most in Montana?
You know, I think it's going to affect a lot of people that are already struggling to vote. I think it's going to affect, you know, the single moms. I think it's going to affect the people with multiple jobs, the people that are busy, that are trying to live their lives and make a living. And sometimes getting their ballot in is something that, you know, it becomes kind of a second thought as they get a little bit later into the election. So I want to make sure that no matter where you are, who you vote for, where you live, you have the same access to our democracy. And that's why we have to continue to push back on these bills that are simply trying to make it harder for Montanans to have a voice.
Is there anything that Corey Stapleton has done as Secretary of State that you would want to reverse? And on the flip side of that, what from his administration would you like to carry forward?
You know, I think I've been pretty clear about the fact that I've been discouraged by the way that the current Secretary of State is running his administration. And obviously, there's many policies and you know, failures in general that I think need to be reversed in that office. But the most important thing that I think that I've seen you know, unfortunately come out of that office, is that he's really frightened people away from their right to vote. I mean, we've heard so many of these claims, false claims of voter fraud. You know, he's tried to scare people about absentee voting. And I think you just need somebody in there that actually is going to inspire people to believe in their democracy, somebody that will be an advocate for voting, somebody that will ensure that democracy is something that is accountable to the people of Montana and open and accessible to everyone. That's the voice that I want to be as our Secretary of State. And unfortunately, I don't think that we've seen that from our current Secretary of State.
Are there any of his policies that you would carry forward?
You know, I'd have to look into some of the specific details of some of the policies he's put forward. I mean, I think that there may be some opportunities to build off some of the things that he's done in that office. But I think that more than anything, there's changes that need to be created and pretty immediately.
And do you have any specifics on how you plan to be that voice that helps Montanans believe in their election system again?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it comes down to some of the things that I mentioned before. I mean, I think security is paramount, just as you mentioned before. You know, I want to make sure that people believe in the integrity of their votes so that they know that any hacker that's trying to get their way into our democracy, into our voting infrastructure, is not going to have a chance of getting access to even one voter's identification. We want to make sure that we're opening up access so that people don't have to struggle to get their ballot or to cast it later on. And we want to make sure that our elections are accountable to the people of Montana. So I think that means having a Secretary of State that is willing to battle back against the dark money agenda that's trying to come in here and tell us how to vote and spend endless amounts of money in our elections, not somebody that's going to embrace it like some of my opponents.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk with us today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I look forward to being back soon.
That was State Legislator Bryce Bennett, who's running for the Democratic nomination for Montana Secretary of State in 2020. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.